I think in certain parts of the country, it is a boom. Places like Texas, like Arkansas, like Pennsylvania are seeing a boom that they never expected. You can see the competition from the companies because they're paying huge lease fees to the mineral owner. And so it's a very competitive business to get at these hydrocarbons.
Is it going to be a boom in Illinois?
Right now, I would say it's speculative. My geological work looking at the New Albany Shale, which I've been looking at for the last 10 years, suggests that there maybe is a reason why the boom has not started here 10 years ago. And I'm concerned that the shale has low porosity, low permeability, and fairly low gas content. And so I don't think it's as an attractive a target as we see in other areas. It's also shallower. And we find that the deeper formations with more pressure contain more gas. And so shallowness also contributes to less reserves per well.
Do you anticipate that the wells in the southern part of the state are going to be very productive?
We'll have to see. We don't have any large-scale massive fracs. We have some operators that have drilled vertical holes. They're still doing evaluation of the gas content in the shale and what the rock properties are of the shale. It may be because it's not buried that deep. It may not be a very brittle rock, and so it may not even be suitable for fracking.
Is there currently commercial production of oil and gas using fracking in Illinois?
Oh, there is production. In fact, between 10 and 30,000 wells in Illinois, vertical wells, have been fracked in the last 50 years. This is a conventional stimulation technique, and easily more than half the wells have this. But the difference is very small quantities of water and sand are used in the oil and gas wells, these conventional reservoirs. I'm talking about maybe 50,000 gallons of water or 100,000 gallons of water. And these massive fracs in Pennsylvania involve like 5 million gallons of water.
Now, some of the concerns over fracking that have been raised include contaminating water, destroying farmland, pumping harmful chemicals into the earth. How do we know what happens to the water and the chemicals that go with it?
Okay, about 20% of the water that's injected into the ground and the chemicals that go with it flow back to the surface. And it's industry's job to contain those fluids. They'll contain them either in steel tanks or in lined pits that then have to be disposed of. And this water is either reused in other oil and gas operations as required by federal regulation, or the water will be disposed of in a proper way in oil and gas waste disposal wells.
Now, I understand there is a percentage that doesn't get disposed of.
It stays in the rock formations.
Does that have any sort of harmful effect on the environment?
Not if it's 5,000 feet underground. There are so many layers. It's not connected whatsoever to the aquifers. And the fracturing process does not create fractures that come anywhere near the surface aquifers.
The 5,000 feet underground, any chance those could come back up to the surface, go to the surrounding bodies of water?
You have to remember that these wells have been cased with steel pipe and cement that cements the steel pipe in place. There's a surface conductor pipe that is drilled through the aquifers and cemented in place. Down within that wellbore, there'll be either one or two additional layers of steel and cement that go down through the earth and through the borehole. These provide the primary seal to prevent fluids from deep in the rock formations from ever reaching the surface. And these are the standard procedures that have been involved in the oil patch for drilling regular oil wells. I mean, horizontal wells or fracked shale wells are no different. One concern is whether the cement is perfectly sealing or not. And so I think it would be well served to test these wells before you do the fracturing and make sure that the cement will hold.
If those fluids were to leak and make it to the surface or to nearby bodies of water, I mean, what would happen? I mean, would there be side effects? Would there be health concerns?
EPA looks at oil and gas waste as a relatively low-level toxic waste. The chemicals that have gone into the well, many of them are household cut-type products like disinfectants, detergents, and so on, that are used in water treatment plants. They're used in health facilities and other things like that.
So another criticism that's been raised about fracking is that it can cause earthquakes. Is that the case?
I think that's very, very overstated. Fracturing will create a displacement of rock in the earth, but it's of an earthquake magnitude, if you will, of minus one or zero. And these are not detected by anyone on the surface, so will not cause any damage. A truck rumbling down the road would create more of a disturbance than anything at the well itself.
Legislation in the Illinois Senate would create standards for shale gas fracking. The measure introduced by State Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign would require drilling companies to provide detailed information about hydrofractured wells and the composition of fluids that they're using. Do you believe this measure will ease some of the concerns over fracking?
I think this is a good start. I think one additional measure in Frericks' bill is to require testing of the wells. And I think both public disclosure of what goes in the ground and testing to assure that the wells are not going to leak will help to provide some public comfort. I think what still remains is concerns about what happens to the fluids at the surface.